The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys.
Hey,
isn't it so nice that Podcast The Ride and Off Book are getting together to see?
We don't hang out.
We're always so busy working, doing podcasts, and we never it's so nice to get to like go out and see a show.
Share a culture between us, events, and talk about them, and not necessarily for content.
Well, when Mike
not for content.
When Mike came to me, he was like, "Do you and Jess? We have 5 tickets to go see a Country Bear Jamboree," and I said, "Do you mean the Country Bear Jamboree?" He said, "No, a Country Bear Jamboree.
Very hard to get into the one. But there are Country Bear Jamborees happening all over. You just got to know where to go.
Some
of them are great. Indie circuit.
I was going to say I don't know too much about them. So I'm excited to see this, but
yeah. Well, overall the bears are safe. That's what I can tell you. You never know, but you don't really have to be worried about danger.
Bears being scary, or
it's definitely not just a room where there's a bunch of loose bears running around. There's kind of a control to it, and the idea is that they're trained and they do music and
that's great.
Sing songs about their life.
I didn't even know there was a theater in this part of the Angeles National Forest.
Yeah, that's what if you're like a city dweller, you know, if you're trying to just stay around the Orpheum or the Ace Theater or whatever, you're probably not going to get a Country Bear Jamboree. But if you hike, you'll find them all over.
Can I say thank you for dropping a pin? Because otherwise, I think I would have gotten lost.
Listen, Jessica McKenna and I would not have been able to make it out here to the woods.
Thank you, Zacharino.
Oh, yeah. It's no problem. I actually learned how to get here because Van Morrison played here last week.
Oh.
One of his secret shows. Okay.
Yeah, one of his secret shows. He's doing a whole album of topical material.
Yeah. All his anti-mask stuff.
Yeah.
Right? He's trying to stay off the grid, so which you can do more easily in a cabin in the woods.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's playing to mostly an audience of woodland creatures.
But that's probably good for him just to keep workshopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't tweet, really, except for the birds, right?
Except for the birds.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Well,
shall we, Mike Carlson?
Yeah, let's go in here.
Head on into the theater.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, gosh, this stump is so cozy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, we each have it. There's like a number carved in it.
Yeah. Oh, did you want to be in 4, or do you like the aisle?
Aisle's good for me.
I like to sit in the stump. My tickets. I'm weird.
We'll scoot down.
Sorry.
No. Which one were you?
You can sit between Jessica and I.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I don't care.
It's a thing.
No, I get it. I get it.
Do you guys want any like concessions before we start?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do they have?
Grubs.
Yeah, there's grubs mostly.
Popped corn. Not popcorn. Popped corn.
Yeah.
I'll take a grubs, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Popcorns are too risky. Like, what is it? What is it actually?
Yeah.
Grubs, at least you know what you're getting.
They have peppermint bark as well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's what we think it is.
Do you think it's probably actual bark?
Yeah, was my guess.
They made just some peppermint got stuck to it.
Yeah.
But they don't really blend the best.
Yeah, it's not blended.
Oh, I think it's starting.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Wow. A Country Bear Jamboree.
How did they get the lights to dim? Your way into your stump.
Are you all comfortable sitting out there?
Everybody fit? Your seat ain't too big for your seat?
Or too small for your ego?
Are you all ready to hear some music?
I can't hear ya. Are you all ready to hear some music? Oh, sorry. Yeah!
I love you, bears.
Well, get ready, because what we're about to do has never been attempted before. Do a show
following Van Morrison on the schedule. We've never done it.
Van Morrison was our opener. That's what I say.
That's what I like to say, too.
He hit the road. This is our place in the woods, and we're going to tell you a little bit about what it's like to live here.
Yeah, maybe we should introduce ourselves. My name's Rudy.
Oh, hey, Rudy. Oh, it's just me. Chrysanthemum Sue.
And it's me. Old Turnip.
Why, I'm good old Gumfrey.
And I'm Juniper.
Have you ever seen a bear with another bear singing a song?
A song.
Have you ever seen a bear with another bear singing a song?
Only if you come out to these neck of the woods.
Well, if you do, you might start to think that you could sing along.
Go ahead, try it.
Because we're a bear and we're with another bear singing a song.
Sounds so lovely.
We're a bear group that likes to be safe on stage.
Safe on stage.
Stage.
You don't have to worry. We're not gonna attack you.
No.
In an angry rage.
We're not gonna say weird stuff. We're not gonna be offensive, is what I'm saying.
We're not gonna be political. We're not up on current events.
Have you ever seen a bear with another bear singing a song? Well, how about five bears? Have you ever seen a bear with another bear singing a song?
I suppose they have now.
Hey, you're right. You've seen a bear, one or two.
We're supposed to sing along.
Okay. Right now, have you ever seen a bear with a bear?
A bear singing a song.
I can't hear you.
Not bad.
Have you ever seen a bear with another bear singing a song?
It'd be helpful if they put like the words up on the screen.
Yeah, we just heard this first time.
Hey, good job, all you fine folks singing along.
Sorry, that one's Rudy. What's the name?
You're with the bears.
Cute,
yeah.
Yeah, I like.
Is that Juniper with the jug?
Yeah, Juniper has the jug.
Yeah, Juniper is really cute, but Juniper seems like he's falling asleep.
Now, I do have to tell y'all, sometimes I doze off, and when I am awake, you gotta keep your eye on me. So, be forewarned, I have covered my legal bases, and you signed away any rights when you bought this ticket.
Whoa, does Juniper have a knife?
Wait, so wait, he does, what happens when he falls asleep?
Well, he falls, and when he's awake, you gotta keep his eye
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, all right.
He's a teenager.
And we sang a
song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's just so nice to be back in the company of the bears who I love harmonizing the most with.
Oh, you know, it's just so special to be out here on a moonlit night looking at the faces of my family favorite bears.
Yeah, all you youngins, you may not remember this, but Van Morrison was here somewhat recently.
That's right.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
Boy, your memory's going. We talked about this nary a few minutes ago. Oh, you don't remember when you came in the place, did you?
Don't mind Old Turnip. I'm just here.
Old Turnip. Old Turnip. We already spoke about Van Morrison and how he was our opening act.
Where did I put my hat? Do I have a hat?
No.
Oh, it's right here on my head.
Old Turnip.
Old Turnip. We keep. That's why we keep 25 hats on the ground, so you always got one, even if you forget.
That what these are? Hats change so much these days.
Hello, Turnip.
Oh, now man. We got... Well, we've got more hats than I ever seen. Some are blue, some are green, some are wide, some are thin. Pick a hat and put your head right in. If you want another hat, you want more. Got 25 hats right here on the floor. Some are big, some are small, but they're all hats after all.
This one's got a feather, and I gotta say it looks pretty nice. But you gotta be careful about every hat, 'cause everyone is covered in lice.
Uh-oh. Ouch! Oh, every hat, oh, when you pick a hat, oh, you might wanna switch. But it doesn't matter which hat you put on your head, because it's gonna give you an itch.
Oh, sure does.
This one's black. This one's made out of a rug. This one's straw, and this one's grass, but all of them are covered in bugs.
We gotta stop storing our clothes in a closet full of bugs. That's what I know. We gotta get those dang bugs out of here before our family can grow. We have to raise a family too.
We're trying to raise a family with all these hats. Trying to raise a family with all these hats. Trying to raise a family. Reminded me, I was wondering what all these hats were doing out on the floor.
Oh, we just told you. We did a dang song about it.
Be careful when you put these on your head, because some of them are covered in bugs.
Oh, thanks.
Old Turnip.
You're welcome.
It's best of humor, ain't it?
old Turnip, you should do those puzzles with numbers to keep your mind sharp.
The Sudoku,
yeah.
Sudoku.
Why won't you Sudoku?
Now, if I remember correctly, y'all were working on a bit of a tune about a Sudoku.
Yeah, oh yeah, we were doing that. I was having a problem, though, figuring out what it was and how it worked again as far as the Sudoku, but I love the word Sudoku. I love the idea of it.
Now, I just end up with a page with the numbers 1 through 9 scrawled all over it.
Oh. Well, I think that's a mighty good step, Juniper, since that's basically the nature of the game.
It's a start. I've been trying to, channel my bear-like urges into more productive activities.
I think that's grand, Juniper.
Keeping your paws busy, that's what it's about.
That's right.
Because you're the one most likely of us to get a mauling.
That's what the knife is for, but I'm trying to wean myself off of it.
I knew ever since you were little, Juniper, that you were dangerous if I didn't keep my eye on you. Now with Chrysanthemum, I ain't never had to worry about that.
No, you don't have to watch old Chrysanthemum Sue unless you're watching her do a dance.
I'll take your eyes on the stage while Chrysanthemum Sue presents part of the Sugar Plum Ballet from the Nutcracker. That's right, this is our holiday show, y'all.
And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, part of beret and spin. And arabesque in second position, and you can do it too.
Do they want us to do it too?
I think they want us to do it too, yeah.
That can't be right.
I already sang along. I don't know if I can ballet along.
It's ballet. That can't be right.
I don't know these moves. I have not a dance.
Everybody get up and do the dance.
Okay,
get on your feet and dance.
Oh, he's brandishing his knife.
And pot of beret, and pot of beret, and pirouette, and spin.
That's not right.
Second position. Don't make us start it again.
You call that an arabesque?
Where is your turnout? We don't want to eat you. Please try to move from your hips.
They're all getting mad.
That is better, and that looks better. And give it a cute little dip.
All right, they ain't doing it. Send
and security out into the audience to make them do it.
Oh, the security bears are much more frightening than the singing ones.
Yeah, they're talk bigger.
The security bears are always mad, so it's not just me for once, and that puts my mind at ease.
Oh my gosh, these bears are just everyone. Just
we're far from the worst people here. Yeah. As long as we try, we're gonna be fine.
We won't get more
of his beret and pot of beret and pirouette and spin.
Okay, spin.
Security bears will eat you alive if you do not come in.
Rough up the one in seat three.
Bring them up here. Bring them up here. Bring one of them up here on stage.
Make an example of them.
Why me? I said, well, okay, just tell me how to do the moves, or just grab me gently, and I will try to do them.
All right. Here you go.
Ouch, that's not gentle.
Pot of beret and pot of beret and pirouette and spin.
I'm more delicate than you, you're bears.
I could simply crush your body and tear off all of your limbs.
No, please don't.
The manipulator's got joints.
But I won't if you... Pot of beret, now pot of beret will eat you if you fall.
Don't fall, Scott.
Don't fall. But I'm up on only one toe. I've never done this.
You got it.
Oh, they're not much for yoga.
Oh my God, his joints. His joints are manipulated.
Pot of beret and pot of beret and pirouette and spin.
This isn't so bad now that I'm trying it. Bear ballet's kind of fun. I'm glad that I've tried, but please let me go. Juniper, is that a gun?
It's okay. Now, it's for my protection, but I'm just showing you it so you know I have it.
Now, you said that we're not going to get political, but that
we're not
going to
get political. It's for protection.
Hey.
Now, keep up the moves or else we're going to be playing Mumbledypeg on this stage.
Don't worry about Juniper. It's just the right for a bear to bear arms.
That's so funny. Don't hurt me.
Let's keep give laughing. It up for our volunteer. Now, all you have to do is one final move.
Okay.
You're going to run and jump, and I'm going to do the dirty dance and lift with you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's not the other way.
Do you trust me?
I guess I have no choice.
Do you trust me?
I trust you.
Good.
You're my god today. Okay.
That's right.
Oh, everyone clap. Scott.
Okay, you only dug your claws into my chest a little bit. That was kind of invigorating.
You can return to your seat now.
Thank you for... Let's give Scott a big hand and remind you that paws can't help but do a little mauling.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Guys, okay, you need to stay in line.
That was so cool, Scott.
I wasn't pretending.
I'm so jealous that I didn't get to get... That was so cool.
You were really playing along with
Scott,
how dangerous it seemed up
there.
That
bear lifted you into the air. Like, it was
amazing.
Yeah, that was great. If they Grace, thy name is Scott.
Oh my God.
If they hadn't have confiscated our phones at the door so that we could be in the moment, I totally would have had a great video.
Yeah, me
of that.
Too. Buddy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of only focusing on the negative. I guess actually I unlocked kind of a beautiful, graceful side of myself.
Yeah, oh, wow. I mean, you're bleeding a little bit, but I feel like it'll be fine.
I can't. I mean, like, it seemed like you were playing along with the danger of it as well, but did you, like, actually feel. I mean, I thought I could tell they were kidding. I wasn't, like, actually scared.
No, I think some of these cuts and scars might be permanent. I think I have these forever now, but hey, it's nice to have some souvenirs of a visit.
Oh, huh? Scott, the security bear is offering you a bandage.
Okay. Can I put it on myself, please?
No, they're putting it on Scott.
No, they're putting it on, and they're mostly using claws.
No, you're making new cuts.
They're cutting him.
Oh, well. That was a tender ending. You know what? One more. Might as well. Oh, you guys, I'm getting a little used to it. I think I like a country bear jamboree.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, just real quick, there's just for my own sort of edification.
Sure.
That's Chrysanthemum Sue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's Old Turnip.
Old Turnip.
There's Juniper. Juniper.
Is that Rodney?
Rudy.
My name's Rudy.
Rudy. Oh,
I can hear you.
Sorry. Yeah, we can all hear you. The whole damn theater can hear you.
Sorry, we'll be
Hi, y'all. It's a small house. It's just an intimate affair.
What's that black box? Gunther?
Good old Gumfrey, I believe.
Gumfrey is his name. Yeah.
That's right. Know it and fear it.
Yeah. If you got any other questions, I guess just ask them out loud.
We don't normally do a question and answer part of Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess we could. Has anybody got any questions for us?
Yeah, me too. Anyone see my hat?
There's 25 hats on the ground, Old Turnip. But remember, they all got bugs.
Well, if it don't have bugs on it, it's no hat of mine.
Yeah, I'd just like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that we have merchandise in the lobby. And if you want to go out and get it anytime, you can.
Me?
You could wear your own merchandise, but
it's a delicate line.
Yeah, and plus the merchandise is just hats with bugs on it anyway. So you already got a bunch. You got 25.
That's a good point.
Good old Gumfrey's recently divorced, so I'm going to need some souvenir sales for the alimony payments.
I remember your wedding. It was a beautiful day.
Oh, it was wonderful to have all of you there, except for you, Juniper. Sorry I didn't invite you. We were going through a rough patch, you know how it is.
Probably the right call.
I have a question. Why'd you get a divorce?
Oh, geez.
Jessica,
well,
are you serious?
I don't know. They said they were opening a Q&A.
But that's the question you asked.
Well, you know, if I'm reflecting on it,
I want to get to know him.
Okay, fair.
If I'm reflecting on it, I guess I'd have to say that my bare eyes started to stray. Oh. I might have been a party to some of this myself. It's a sad story, but I guess I could try to tell it if everybody's hearts are willing to break a bit.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we fill in any sort of details that you leave out.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, we remember all of it.
Oh, well, it was a few years ago. I remember it well. Well, I got married, and she was the belle of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
But then it just started to seem like she wasn't true love at all. My eyes started straying, and I decided to take a risk. I realized I was more in love with all of my ticks.
Oh.
They lived on me, and I started to find them appealing. So when it comes to affairs, I started wheeling and dealing. There's a little cabin in the woods, and I arranged a romantic time. I made love to all of my ticks. They gave me a disease they call Lyme.
He got the love bug.
Oh, you know I did.
He got the love bug.
And it hurt.
Breaking his wife's little heart he was supposed to be thinking of. But he got the love bug.
It happens to everyone.
He got the love bug.
Quite literally.
Oh, and he was falling in and out of love.
Yeah, well, I remember when he went to the woman and he said, "Hey, I got a thing I gotta ask you. Is it possible we become poly? Can we be poly with bugs?"
Yeah, that's right. I said, would there be willingness to open things up?
And she kicked you out. Is that what, and chased you around the riverbank?
Yeah,
that's pretty accurate.
She said she didn't want to be in a polycule with you and 300 ticks.
And then she came back and said, "How do you even make love to a bug? You're a bear."
Yeah.
She had a lot of logistical questions.
She wanted to see a chart.
She wanted to see a chart. She made you draw it.
You gotta have rules in those kind of non-traditional relationships, sure, or else they fall apart. Even I know that.
Sure.
Well, I decided to describe it a bit. Lay down here, my love. I'll show you how this works. You let them crawl all around your genitals. You'll see they're tender. They ain't jerks. I showed what tender lovers those ticks could be. But she walked on out the door. She said, "You're on your own now, you see." Oh, what a day.
We got the love bug.
Oh, don't I know it?
We got the love bug.
Good day and a sad day, both.
His wife said, "No, thank you. Goodbye, please." He got the love bug.
300 of them.
He got the love bug.
Kinda nice, though.
She said, "I hope you enjoy life with these fleas."
But now I got 300 alimonies.
Oh, no!
301 if you count the wife number one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, life's been rough for good
old
Gumfrey.
What a heartbreaking tale.
You know, I feel a little better getting it off my chest. And my chest is pretty big. I needed it off.
It was a good question. I did not expect. Yeah, it was an excellent question.
I'm relieved I wasn't eating, but it was. I feel like it unpacked something.
Speaking of good stories, Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
Juniper.
Juniper.
Well, they're friends.
Not talking to Juniper.
Oh, yeah.
Talking.
Are you talking to Julep, the fast talking possum?
That's right. Julep, aren't you?
Oh, look at him, noisy man. He's up on Juniper's head.
Oh, everyone! I just got here. I was running a little late. Sorry about that.
Hey, Julep.
Yeah.
Now, I was under the impression that you were out acquiring all sorts of knicks and knacks and wares and tears.
Yeah, you know, I like to go antique, and I like to go yard sailing, I like to go estate sailing, and I just hit them all up, and I got so much old crap in my house.
Why don't you tell me all about your latest haul?
Well, you wake up Saturday morning, show up in a yard, ask to buy their crap, and they say, "We don't starve for 3 hours." And I say, I'm here now.
I'm here now, yeah.
You go to an estate sale, you ask who died. They don't really want to talk about it. They just want to sell that stuff. You keep asking. You say, I'm here now. And you ain't really for most of that crap anyway. It was Bing Crosby's, like, ninth wife, you see.
Yeah, but what'd you get? What'd you get, dude?
Oh, what did I get? Now, you see, eventually you go to these estate sales, you can talk them down. You see, you can talk them down because you get so annoying they just want you to leave, okay?
Tell me about it.
So they were like, "Hey, I'm sorry, but that attaché is 75 and I can't go a dollar lower."
That attaché, it's dinged up, it's holed up, that attaché.
Church wants church.
What do you say?
I'm here now.
I don't care when you open. What I care about is I'm here now.
Attaché for $2?
When it was originally listed as $75, my, what a deal. What a deal.
That's right. And little did they know, I had gotten there many hours before that and scuffed it up myself.
Oh, Julep.
Oh, you fast-talking possum.
What a swiftster you are.
Yeah.
I admire you for it, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
That's wonderful, yeah. I just got to say, that's a lovely ensemble. And I've been trying to work on my look, too, and what I'm carrying. And
I was going to say, Rudy, you look mighty fine.
Oh, really? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Got, like, You parting your hair different ways. You got highlights and lowlights, extensions.
Yeah, I got a little. I got a dickie on, like when an animal.
Oh, yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Why wear the whole turtleneck? Just wear the top.
Just wear the top. Yeah.
Now this is a no pant zone. Y'all may have been aware of that by looking at us. We like to wear. When it comes to accessorizing, look in the mirror and then take your pants off.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Do they mean us too? Are we kept our pants on?
Take your pants off.
Oh,
look in the
mirror. Why did I say it out loud?
Okay. Take your pants off.
Took them off as soon as I sat down. Was I the only one?
Yeah, Jason, I was going to ask.
I
understood the code.
Some people take coats off.
Jason wears those heart boxers though.
I'm not really worried about this. I've got I don't want to brag, but I have a lot of Mack Weldon.
Hey, actually, we did ads for Mack Weldon too, you guys.
Yeah, I think I got a lot of Mack. Did they send you stuff?
Yeah, we got sent stuff.
Yeah, you got a code. Yeah,
you gotta redeem the code. Sometimes you forget. Like, oh yeah, I know about that. It happens to us too on our podcast.
See, that's a good point. We should probably now take a moment for our sponsors, Firefly Hooch.
Yeah, Firefly Hooch. When you gotta get drunk off of the remains of fireflies that have been put in a machine, and then they have been fermented over the course of many weeks.
Read the copy.
What do you mean?
Just riffing. Read the copy.
Read the copy.
They sent.
They got must reads. They highlighted in yellow.
You gotta talk about the natural probiotics that this booze has in it.
You firefly hoo.
You said you wanted to do it. Read the copy.
But I said it says at the top, make it your own. All right, let me get another shot at it. All right. Well, I just want to say that Firefly Hooch, you can put it in a cup, and when you get the cup. You're going to want to put it out on the table first. And what I like to do is I get ham and eggs, I get the cup on the table, and I got a napkin, and I tuck it into my shirt first.
Yeah, paint a picture for him.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody knows what I'm doing
here.
Make
it sound real natural, or else you're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again.
We're going to have to do a make good.
Well, I don't want
to
make good, but I want to put this in my own words. All right, well, if you like Firefly Hooch and you like to have a good time, let me remind you what I like to do. Go to the table, get a plate of ham and eggs, get a cup. It's very important because do not pour the Firefly Hooch just on the table because it will not stay.
That's good. That part is highlighted. You have to read that part.
Yeah.
Make sure they know that you need a cup still.
Yeah. So just pour it there. Pour it in a cup. And then crack the paper and read the headlines. Read the news. Read what's going on and try not to get the blues. Read the paper.
Read the
news.
Read the news.
Read the obituaries and see who died.
Who died?
Spend your time reading the obituaries and crying for people you don't know. Their names and think of all how they won't grow. Think of their families, think of their friends, think of the cost of the funeral. What are people going through? Then take a sip of your hooch.
Firefly Hooch.
Firefly Hooch.
Firefly Hooch.
To find old celebrities, people over 80 don't have long.
Don't have long.
Think of how sad you'll be when all these people pass away. Won't it be a bummer? Then you go back to your cup.
Firefly.
On our show cast dies.
There's only
one of them left.
There's only that, gonna make good for that.
No way.
That was
no
90 way. Seconds, right? On the
oh,
nose.
Right on the dot.
Precisely. Right, you're a pro.
Good enough. Thank you. Time for a mid roll if this were
Hey, y'all. I was thinking, since this is a very special audience, that maybe we should tell them.
Chrysanthemum soup?
Maybe we should tell them.
What are you thinking? I'm about to say
it.
Soup?
I'm about to say it. Maybe we should tell them.
Maybe we should tell them what? Chrysanthemum soup.
Oh, turnip. Maybe we should tell them about all the special things we do to get ready for hibernation.
Oh,
it's quite a time of the year.
What should we tell
to shut down and
all
just
the
reflect.
Things we do to get ready for hibernation.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, we gather first. We put things together. We
party so hard that we're ready to sleep it off.
That's right.
It's a big old bender, that's for sure, because we know we party hard enough to sleep for 3 months after the fact.
You don't want to wake up in the middle. That's when it's coldest and darkest. So you need to make sure you get fucked up.
Yeah, I emptied this jug of the moonshine.
Oh, no, Juniper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you get the Firefly Hooch and you just drink till you're fucking sick.
Can you give us a little bit of that jug, Juniper?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've been taking a master class from a guy named Little Jimmy Dickens Jr., and he's been teaching me how to jug. I've been doing a few master classes.
You got the subscription for all of them.
I got the subscription. I'm learning
at
about...
the price point, it makes more sense to just get a subscription to master class.
It does. Hillary Clinton's teaching me about grace.
Play the jug.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Doesn't that
Look
sound
at him
so
go.
Sweet? Yeah.
Sounds real soulful-like. One thing's for sure, we can hear it real good.
There you go, there you go.
I've only watched the first one because I got obsessed with Bill Gates' one on
you
being divorced.
Now, here's a fun misnomer. I initially thought that when someone, and you told me this, Rodney, you originally told that when someone is playing the jug, you would think that the tone is made by blowing air across the top of it perpendicularly.
Yeah. Well, what I did, I was looking at YouTube and I learned that jug playing is sort of, you got to make the noise with your mouth.
It's more just humming into a jug.
You're thinking
is it
it's
for the resonance?
Yeah, okay. It's more for the resonance.
All right, someone has watched more than the first master class
Come
on jug.
Into the jug, Juniper.
He bootlegged him, probably. He stole him.
So you're not humming, you're just blowing.
Jason, this is great. Jason, you could learn from this. We've been trying to teach you how to do well with the jug the whole, this
no,
whole time.
No, I've been trying. He seems sick up there. Like,
you actually, you're better than him, maybe. You're much better than this
yeah,
bear.
The clear jug on stage, you see it? It's like full of like germs now. It looks really gross.
Yeah, it should probably be destroyed.
It's an old
right
bong. God, it's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, it's like an old bong. The bear looks lightheaded.
No party's not a party till someone passes out from blowing on a jug too long. About that, there's no doubt. So we'll get tanked, we'll drink all this Firefly Hooch, and then we'll sleep all night. Snoozily snoozily snooze.
Snoozily snooze.
Snoozily snooze. I'd offer someone else the jug, but it's covered in my spittle now, so...
Yeah,
I
bear's
guess,
got COVID too.
I guess
I'm stuck worry about that shit.
Yeah, the bear's got COVID too.
Yeah, but didn't you guys hear Van Morrison last week? That doesn't exist.
It doesn't. Yeah.
It's not real.
I'm just glad he's gone. The forest has gotten significantly less cantankerous somehow. Well, somehow a forest of bears is less cantankerous than when Van Morrison leaves.
Well, that's true. I can't disagree with you there. A forest is less cantankerous when Van Morrison leaves.
And you can put that on a stitched pillow.
Yeah. We...
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I'm hearing it a lot more now.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Oh, he's going to be sleeping for months, no problem. You're going to miss the entire winter at this rate. Oh, play that.
Oh.
Sounds so nice.
What a sweet sound. He's like he's kissing the jug, isn't it? It's like he's...
Oh, he should, you know, he should throw that in there, too.
Oh,
why not a kiss?
Party, not a party, until someone passes out from putting too much air across the jug, and that's without a doubt. So you hear that dulcet tone, and you know that it's about time for the party to keep partying on.
This guy is turning white. He's looking such a fright. I think he'll be asleep in no time. What should this rhyme be?
He's like he's trying to navigate the difficulty of both blowing air out and also humming at the same time.
Sure, nice.
His fur did turn white now. He looks like a polar bear.
Polar bear,
yeah.
That's what polar bears are. Polar bears are just brown bears that have been playing the jug for too long.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
And then we exile them to the frozen north and south.
That's so cool. We send them out with just one Coca-Cola. Hey, y'all, if you want a Coca-Cola, you can go get one and get merch at the same time.
Van Morrison, you take one more step to my honey and you getting the knife.
He's back.
He's all right. He's fine.
Polar yet. Well, but, you know, we got to finish the show first. We can't, we're all going to turn polar by the end eventually, but true, not before we close this thing out strong.
Hey, y'all, why don't we go to the audience and see what their favorite of our famous songs is?
Yeah, and make sure to pick right.
If you don't pick right, we're gonna eat you.
Oh, ooh, they are really looking at us, like really giving us the eye.
Oh, the security guards.
Oh, they're back.
Okay, yeah, the security guards are back. Okay, okay. Well, what kind of, I mean, they probably like have to do with like a hoedown, might be in there. Like,
yeah,
if
but
that's right.
I think one of my favorite songs of theirs is called Tin Can Pool.
Tin Can Pool.
Yeah. Is it like the game or like a swimming pool?
I think of the swimming pool full of tin cans.
Okay.
You know, they were all great. We loved all of them. But I think my favorite...
Choose wisely.
I think it's got to be Tin Can Pool.
Good choice.
Oh. Hey! Wow. We were pausing to make sure you weren't pulling our chain.
Check out us on Spotify. Our number one track by a long shot is Tin Can Pool.
Y'all are real fans, that's for sure.
I love to hear that. Thank you for being real ones. This goes out to all you real ones out there on Stumps.
This one's for the real ones on Stumps.
Hot summer day. Your fur is feeling hot and fiery. Oh, there's one thing to do that is so inspiring. You're gonna go on down to the swimming hole, but the swimming hole's all gone. Oh, it's okay, I got some you could get swimming on.
Tin Can Pool!
Tin Can Pool!
Tin Can Pool!
Tin Can Pool!
The metal's sharp and also it is cool. Tin Can Pool! Yourself, but gamma, it is cool.
Oh, yes, you all are sitting out there, the real ones on the stumps. I know you might be thinking, oh, are you talking about a dump? Is this just a landfill or is it a trash can? Well, I say no, thank you, you do not understand.
And sometimes all the tin cans, they get taken away. And so we fill the swimming hole right up with razor blades. And that's what we gotta do sometimes, although it is less cool. Won't you come and take a dip in this razor-bladed pool?
Razor-bladed pool!
Razor-bladed pool!
It cuts deep, but it's cool!
Razor-bladed pool!
Razor-bladed pool!
Ouch! The water ends up pretty hot. You're gonna need a tetanus shot.
But sometimes, though it hurts to say, you show up at the swimming hole, but there's no razor blade.
Oh no!
What's there instead? Well, you are in luck. It's just the headless bodies of a bunch of undead ducks.
Undead ducks! Undead ducks!
The necromantic arts of risen ducks!
Undead ducks! Undead ducks!
I'm pretty scared of what's in this pool. Turns out ducks can be zombies too.
My baby bear, he tried to learn to swim. He was having a big problem when ducks were biting him. He wanted to learn, so I said, stay in there. You don't get out now. I paid for these lessons. You take those bites, or I'm not getting my money back.
Tin Can Pool.
Yeah.
Tin Can Pool. Yeah.
Thanks for coming to our celebration. Now we get in time for a hibernation.
Oh, before I fall asleep, I ain't gonna see my hair anyway.
It's full of bugs anyhow.
Check us out, junk man.
Turn one. Juniper done turned polar.
Turning polar.
Oh, folks, I guess we're heading for the end of it. Starting to teeter a little bit here. Oh, God, they're going to stumble off the stage.
We should back up.
Yeah, they might fall on it. We might be stuck here for 3 months.
No, it's okay. Just get out. Follow me.
Okay.
Does anyone want to get their stub signed?
What? They're asleep.
Jason, get out of here. Like, this is our chance right now.
Okay.
Maybe ask the possum?
Does anyone see my pants?
Juniper's wearing your pants.
Yeah, Jason, grab the jug.
Oh, okay.
Just cover up with that.
Is this a trade? Okay.
Yeah.
It's glass, but it's a little foggy. People won't be able to see you down there. Okay. It's better than pants. It's almost as good as pants.
I'm going to hide behind the jug.
Okay, you'll be fine. Okay, so quietly, don't creak. Okay. I liked it.
I liked that a lot.
I had a great time.
That guy felt scared more often than I thought
Yeah, they made a point of saying at the you guys said the bears are safe.
Yeah, I guess that was an assumption I was making.
One of them straight up had two knives and a gun.
And you're still kind of bleeding. I mean, those security bears gave you sweet kisses, but...
Oh, yeah, and like, I got a white shirt, and it is the red is steadily spreading here.
I guess that's a pretty cool...
It was such a fun hang.
Such a fun hang.
So nice when podcasts get together.
Yeah, and
I just feel like I'm glad that was just for us, you know?
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be content?
Why does everything have to be content? Why can't you just hang out with your friends and witness like a horror show?
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm adding Tin Can Pool to my Spotify playlist right now.
I think we all are.
Yeah. I mean, when you go from tin cans to razor blades, I say sure. Then you go to Undead Ducks. Well, now I'm a fan for life.
Wow.
Unexpected turns in those songs. I don't know if it was just them being sleepy that made me sleepy or if it's the blood leaving my chest, I might just like lay down here outside the cabin.
Is Scott
for a
always
bit.
This white?
No, I think Scott's turning polar.
No, this is me.
I think he's bleeding out.
I don't get
tans.
No,
he's turning
polar.
Let's send him to the North Pole with a Coke.
Oh, just one Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Those bears in those commercials look so happy.
Good night, Scott.
Good night, Scott.
I love you guys.
Guys, Van Morrison's here coming through the woods.
Oh, God.
He's still
selling cassettes?
I'm worried about...
I am worried,
I'm more scared
too,
of him.
I don't want to be part of this interaction.
But you know what? It was a marvelous night for a moon dance. Remember when Scott danced with a bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll never
forget.
You
did the dirty dancing thing.
That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine, right?
Yeah, how do we get our phones out of the bear bag they put
them in? Those are gone.
Good, I think I saw Julep the possum take off with them.
Oh, because he can climb up to the high tree and get them. Okay.
All right. Shoot.
Well, Apple backups.
I got burners if you need anything.
Oh, Van.
Oh, Van.
No, we're good. No, we're good.
We're actually good.
We're fine.
Just walked into the woods.
I know that there wasn't like a longer Q&A, but I wish I could ask the possum what he's going to do with an attaché.
Oh, I assume resell.
Good point.
Yeah, refurb it.
Yeah, flip it.
Flip that.
Take that thing down to like Sunset Vintage.
Yeah, sure. Do you guys want to keep hanging? Do you want to maybe hit up like Margaritaville?
Maybe let's like record it this time.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear, if I was a fan of either of those shows, I wouldn't want to hear that. I would want to hear us hanging at Margaritaville.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Margaritaville Forest, which is the one over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't require masks there. La-da-da-da.
Oh, God.
Okay. Van. All right, Van.
That was Scott Passarella. Give it up. Scott Passarella is on the keys. We got Brett Morris on guitar and banjo. We also had Scott on bass. We got Dana on percussion. Dana Wickens on percussion. I'll say this from the off-book side of things. And this is, you can check out Off-Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast.
That's the same place that you can also, that's Jessica McKenna, the same place that you can also check out our friends and extremely recent collaborators, Podcast The Ride.
Hey, yeah, thank you guys so much. You survived Podcast The Ride from the Podcast The Ride side of things, and I guess I did too.
We survived a Country Bear Jamboree.
We all survived a Country Bear Jamboree together. I was about to, usually we say, what would you like to plug, but you just did, so we're already, you know, that's covered.
Why is everything got to be content, you know?
And this is confusing being in two podcasts at once. Yeah. How does it work?
Yeah, so if you're listening on the Off-Book side, we're just completing a Country Bear week of content. There's no, like, we don't do fun songs, but we talk about for hours the history of the Disney Country Bear.
Yeah, if you like fun songs, don't listen to the rest of the week, because it was like 3 hours of at a time of talking about Country Bear Jamborees. But if that does sound good to you, yeah, check out Podcast The Ride. And you're listening right now, if you're learning on our feed, this is the final main feed of 2021. And thank you. You all survived 2021. You all survived the Country Bear Jamber Week. There's maybe one little treat coming for you over on the Grizzly Gate. But thanks for sticking with us through a crazy year. And thanks, Zach and Justin, everybody, for closing us out right.
Yes, our pleasure. And if you're listening to this in the Podcast The Ride side, that is basically what every episode of our show is like.
A lot of bears.
A lot of bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all country bear.
But thank you for inviting us into your Country Bear Jamber Week.
Yeah, yeah. It's an esteemed place to be, I think.
Everyone stay safe out there in those woods, and if you see Van Morrison coming, turn the other way.
Turn the other way.
Do not buy one of those burners.
Bye.
Bye.